if your condition
is prophecies, you're definitely accepting Islam. Hands down. If your condition is that, I want to give you this book here. This book is called The Forbidden Prophecies. It's wrote by Ustad Abu Zakaria. This talks about all the prophecies people made. This is a gift from me to you. I'm asking you a question. How did the Quran know this?
But are you going
to give me answer me, answer me. Answer me. Dave, don't...
Check out our sponsors, Nature's Blends. They specialize in premium Ethiopian black seed products. Their products are fantastic health supplements and also from the Sunnah. The website is in the description link below. You can also use the discount code SALAM10 for 10% off their products.
Prophet, because he prophesied time and time again,
he said,
temple will be destroyed. He said, you kill me, I'm coming back from the dead.
No problem.
He said, I will do this, and he did that. Multiple times.
No problem.
Now, if Muhammad is a true prophet, good, he must have prophesied.
Yes.
Not just
hundreds
about people of the sandals and the Bible.
Yeah, no problem.
The hadith. I'm talking about Quran, multiple
can
prophecies.
Can you open that box? And there's a book called End of the Times book, yeah? Open it. You know the black thing? Take it out. Yeah.
So I can give you a long take it out. Yeah. Of what Jesus
there's a book
said,
called the thing.
Because he's a true prophet.
Let me tell you something. There is not one prophecy. There is hundreds of prophecies.
In the Quran.
In the Quran and the Hadith. In
I
the
must have misread it.
No. Go to the book of Rome. The chapter room. Yeah. Go to chapter room. Yeah.
So not only do you have the Quran.
If you want, you can borrow this book for a week.
Which version of the Hadith?
You can borrow this book for a week. Bring it back next week. I'm here. Yeah.
I'm only here once a month.
Okay.
See, the end of the world, right?
Okay. Let me tell you something.
Where does the Quran get the idea of the end of the world?
No problem. No. If that was
where
the case,
do you hear about Abraham,
Dave, if that's the time, let me tell you something.
How else do you get it?
Well, you asked me a question. Let me answer it. Okay. Joseph, at the time of Joseph in the Bible, what is the ruler called? What is the ruler called at the time of Joseph in the Bible?
I'm not sure.
A pharaoh. It's called a pharaoh. It's called a pharaoh.
Right.
And at the time of Moses, he's called a pharaoh. Now, if the Quran copied from the Bible, the Quran talks about, we have a whole chapter called Yusuf, Joseph, his story.
Right.
But he doesn't call, the Quran doesn't mention pharaoh.
Yeah.
It calls him a king.
King.
A Malik. Now, the thing is, you have one, so you don't say the discrimination happening, yeah?
How about that? Equality. That's
yes.
Good.
So
this
now,
is all the religion should be
yes.
Anyway.
So now, when Joseph, in the Quran, Allah talks about Moses, and he talks about the time of Joseph. But at the time of Joseph, the ruler is called a king. And at the time of Moses, Moses is called a pharaoh. But in the Bible, listen carefully. In the Bible, calls both of them pharaohs. If I'm not mistaken, both of them pharaohs, yeah?
In the nearly Illuminati book.
One second, look.
No.
You're King James. Go to King James. King James, yes.
King James is,
James.
Is the most accurate,
Bond.
But you've got to go back to the Hebrew and Greek. That's where you get the most accurate.
Dave, let me make, you asked for,
read,
you,
read
Dave, you asked, you
ask,
you ask so, for prophecies, yeah? Now, this is an historical fact, because when they deciphered the hieroglyphics, the Rosetta Stone, they deciphered the hieroglyphics. And what they found in the hieroglyphics is that at the time of Joseph, there were no pharaohs. They were kings. There was no such title as pharaohs. Now, the question that needs to be asked is the following. The Quran is copying from the Bible, but the Quran corrects the Bible and doesn't call the ruler a pharaoh, but calls them a king. It distinguishes. At the time of Moses, there were pharaohs. Now, your Bible, if it's from God, that's a historical mistake, because there was no pharaohs at the time of Joseph.
If the translation in the King
it
James
is King James,
is
open it, open
according
it.
According to the Hebrew and the Greek.
Yes.
Well, then it's, there are a few things in the King James. You think,
can you answer my? How did the Quran know this?
So this is according to one. You see, history. You've got to be careful with history. You say history says this. Hang on a minute. History is written by the victor. So we need to look. We need to access different historical.
They have the Rosetta Stone. The Rosetta Stone. They discovered the Rosetta Stone. They deciphered the hieroglyphics. These are not Muslims.
Yeah.
These are archaeologists doing their job.
Okay.
I'm asking you a question. How did the Quran know this?
But are you going to
give
me
answer me. Answer me. Dave, don't brush it aside.
I haven't looked into
that. Okay.
I will look into that.
You need to, now you need to look into, that.
Look into that.
If it is true.
I've come across most things.
No problem.
And I will look at
no problem.
It. Now, the question is, if Muhammad, see, Abraham, David, Yaqub, all these prophets, they prophesied. Because you've got to, now give me genuine prophecies.
Yes.
From Muhammad.
There's many. For example, the prophet. I'll give you one.
Apart from
the prophet
of the sandals with the tall buildings.
No. There's many. This book. There's hundreds. Yeah. There's hundreds. Now, the first thing the prophet peace be upon him said, for example, was the battle that happened between Ali radiallahu anhu and Aisha, his wife. There was a battle that happened between them. Yeah. And he specifically says, that Aisha radiallahu anha will be in the wrong. She would have oppressed Ali. Yeah, she would have made a mistake. And it says specifically that there will be a time where there will be dogs kind of not chasing her, but encircling her. Yeah, and that she will be in the wrong. And the Prophet is telling Ali, when that happens, forgive her. Now, this very instance is documented in Bukhari and Muslim, if I'm not mistaken. And it mentioned this very instance. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, for example, he prophesied to one of his companions that he will be wearing the bracelets of Kisra, the Persian Empire, by name. And this is when the Islamic Empire hasn't expanded. When they defeated Persia, the very companion wore the bracelets of Persia, the ruler of Persia, yeah? So that's number two. I can give you many. In the Quran, chapter Rome, yeah? It talks about, and this is historical, the Persians defeated the Romans, yeah, back then, yeah? In the 6th century, yeah? The Persians and the Romans, they will fight, Byzantine Empire were having a war. Yeah. The Persians defeated the Romans. Historians say the way the Romans were defeated so badly, for them to come back was near impossibility. The Quran says in the first chapter, Gulubet al-Rum, the Romans have been defeated, but they will become victorious in a matter of 3 to 7 years.
So he specifically prophesied that in the Quran
specific,
or the Hadith?
Yes, Quran. This is Quran. I'm giving you Quran and Hadith. It's a little mixture,
I'll
yeah?
Check them out.
How did they...
It's so crucial because
Dave,
a person is a fake prophet.
I'm not finished. Yes.
I can prophesy.
Yes.
I can prophesy.
No, you can't.
I can say this. Well, I can. I can. It's the law of probability. I think we're going to defeat this. We're going to do that. I'm going to go...
That's me.
Yeah, I know.
When you
so
say...
we need to know
listen.
What is a true, genuine, miraculous prophecy.
Dave.
And what is a probable...
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? I want to give you a book. Can you get your book, Aki? Sorry. It's called Forbidden Prophecies.
Prophesied and they came to...
I'm going
to... Here's a key thing.
Sorry.
They prophesied in Isaiah 53, we all like sheep have gone astray, but the Lord has laid on him the sin of us all. Who is the him who takes all the sin? In Isaiah 53, verse 6 and verse 12, that is the Messiah. Psalm 22, he will be pierced. There are multiple prophecies of that and the resurrection.
Dave.
Now, if that's true...
Yes. What if I show you a prophecy of Jesus that's not true?
Those, and he had to be born in Bethlehem.
Okay.
If you become a ruler over Israel, Dave, whose days are from eternity, from everlasting, that was written 500 years before that happened.
Okay, Dave, if you're...
He didn't have a choice of where he's born. That's miraculous.
Dave.
I'm not talking about a general
If your condition is prophecies, you're definitely accepting Islam. Hands down. If your condition is that, I want to give you this book here. This book is called The Forbidden Prophecies. It's wrote by Ustad Abu Zakaria. This talks about all the prophecies people made. This is a gift from me to you.
All the prophecies,
if you're ancient Babylon to the people, false prophets.
False prophets.
All of them. He discusses all the false prophecies.
Yeah.
If your condition is the prophecies of Prophet Muhammad, you're about to accept Islam.
That's the main thing. All the prophecies of the Messiah.
But you said the Prophet Muhammad. You will know them by their fruits.
These are all prophecies about Muhammad who would come.
No. These are prophecies, as you asked, of Prophet Muhammad, and it shows prophecies of ancient Babylon that didn't come to be. So it's comparing the two. Those who made prophecies that were false and those who made prophecies that all came to be. Yeah? If your condition...
I've read the Quran, I've read the...
No, you need to read this.
I'm not afraid
with an open mind. With an open mind.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I've even read the Book of Mormon.
If you read it with an open mind, you'll come next week and you'll accept Islam. Because you know why? Because the prophecies are there.
I will analyze this scripture. Because we argue, you're gambling your life on the Quran and Muhammad and some of the Bible. I'm gambling my whole life and eternity because I'm going to die soon.
How do you know you're going to die soon?
We're all risking our life. Who do we trust? Sorry? No, you're risking your life on who the true prophecies are, who the true prophets are, and which God who's going to judge. And I'm gambling my life on the one true God who sent the Messiah, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you believe in him, you're forgiven your sins.
You get Jesus' divinity, him dying on the cross for your salvation from the Bible. If the Bible is not the word of God, you can say bye-bye to all of that, yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But so, his first name, 700 times, is called Lord.
He can be called whatever he likes. If the Bible is not the word of God...
My name's Dave. What does that mean? Well, whatever. But his name is God.
No, but...
Lord, Hurios, the Hurios.
But Dave...
The Adonai.
Dave.
That means the Messiah.
If the Bible, is not the word of God...
Savior, Messiah.
But Dave, if the Bible is not the word of God...
700 times he's called the Lord Jesus Christ.
Dave, he can be called 1,000,000 times. If the Bible is not the word of God...
Yes, and if it's 700 times...
Look,
God
the same goes with the Quran.
...about the name of the Messiah...
If the Quran is not the word of God... Listen to me. If the Quran is not the word of God, all my claims fall on the floor.
Yes.
I'm asking a very simple question. If
you're,
if we,
you'll go to hell. But if I'm wrong and the Quran's right, I'm going to hell.
No, no. There's a difference. Islam is the only religion that says, if you didn't hear the message of Islam... in the correct manner, you will be tested on the day of judgment. Allah will never punish anybody until he sends messengers. So in your religion, I'm doomed. In our religion, you have a chance if you haven't heard the message of Islam,
well, I have now.
Truthfully. No.
I heard it years ago.
So now this will be a testification on the day of judgment. God will say, Dave, you're speaking to Ali. Ali brought you some evidences, but you rejected it.
I've spoken to Muslims for 37, I've been a believer since I was 19. That's when I believed in Jesus, Lord of my life. So here's the thing. If, when I've heard, there you go, nice. I'm hooked up now. So if I have heard, and I have heard the Islamic message, and I've rejected it, on Judgment Day, if Muhammad was the true prophet who I've rejected, I should go to hell. And if Jesus is truly Lord and you've rejected that, then you should go to hell. Because
no problem.
The clear statement of God you have rejected.
No problem. But we know the very Bible you have, you admitted it with your own admittance that... There are 66 books, 72 books, 86 books. There is passages added in. Now you are putting your soul at risk on a book that has corruption. I'm putting my it's not. You said it with your own mouth. There's 72 books, 66 books.
I didn't. I said there's actually 60. Anyway,
how many is there? How many? 66.
According to the Jewish, the way the Jews say, one and two Chronicles, two Kings.
Yeah.
They are one book, but according to what the Gentile, they count the 66. Let's call it 66. But it's not. It's all 70. That's Catholic. All the apocryphal.
But that's a problem.
No.
They think you're an heretic.
The early believers. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
We don't know who they are. We don't know. Who's Mark? Who are they?
Of the New Testament.
Dave, you're putting your trust in it. Look, let me tell you. You're putting your trust in a book. You're putting your trust in a book. We don't know. We don't know where it came from. Okay, who's Mark, Matthew, Luke? Did they meet Jesus?
Did they meet Jesus?
No, there wasn't. Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Who are these people? Read the new Jerome's commentary of the Bible.
Jerome.
We don't even know what John
who
you're talking about.
Jerome,
read it. He's a church father. Yeah? Read it. No, he says...
Jerome was probably a Catholic.
No. He says the John we're talking about, there's three Johns. The John the son of Zebedee, John the presbyter, and John the apostle. Which John wrote it? We don't know. Your point, look, with us... Ahmed, please, 1 second. We look at...
I think it's John the apostle.
Listen. Dave, you're putting your soul at risk and you're saying, I think. I don't do what I think.
No, it wasn't. No, this is why we need to do our homework. It's very important.
But that's what I'm asking you. You need to do your homework.
God communicated to this guy called John, or maybe his name was Jack. No, it was John.
No, how do you know? How do you know John? The point is this, yeah?
Look. And the early believers who
I put my trust in a one true God that all the prophets came with the same message. I put my trust in a book that hasn't been corrupted or changed. I put my trust in a prophet who his companions lived with him and went to war with him and shared their life with him, yeah? We have transmission going back. You don't know who Mark, Matthew, Luke, or John is. You're admitting that the Bible you have, is it 66, 72, 86?
66. I've never said 72. Catholics.
Are there 72
all
books?
Sorts of
are there 72?
Well, Dave, they're saying you're on weed.
They're saying you're on weed. Dave. But they're saying the same. Don't get high with your own supply. Yeah? But the thing is, they're saying the same thing to you. They're saying, look, you are a heretic. You got 66, we got the 72.
Yeah, well,
and they also have Mary. They have Mary as the mother of God.
Not doctrine.
The Quran is the same. Allah is the same. Yes, we can have discussions about Allah's Asma wa Sifa. But the point is,
and you have,
we have one Quran. Dave, go read that book.
You got one Quran. You've got Sunnis and Shiites, and you've got Ahmadiyya.
Ahmadiyya is not a Muslim.
And they say no. It's like
Ahmadiyya is not a Muslim. It's like Jehovah's Witness. No, it's like Mormons to you. It's like Mormons to you. Yeah.
I know.
But between the Shias, Shias and Sunnis,
so you have all these different denominations of Christians. Most of them don't know the true gospel. Most of them don't know the Bible, and they're airheads, probably on weed.
Okay, they say the same thing about you, Dave. I'm going to leave all this with you.
I need to read that news.
All this with me.
They're going to take over you now. I'm joking. Are you finished? We're finished.
Inshallah, you are. Dave, read the book. Read the book. If you're truly looking, you will accept Islam. That book will go.
Have you read the Bible?
Yeah, before I came to Islam, I read
all of it.
Not all of it.
Ah, read the book of Acts. I'll read this. You read the book of Acts. And time
the
and
book
time
of Acts.
Again.
Who wrote the book of Acts?
Who wrote the book of Acts?
Yes. Luke. There's a discussion about it. Who's Luke?
Luke was.
There's a whole discussion about who Luke is.
Luke was a physician. He was a doctor.
And who said this?
And he was Jewish. All the evidence points to him. Some people say he's Gentile, but actually he was Jewish.
They even have a discussion.
And
you don't know who wrote the book of Acts.
And come back from the dead.
Read it.
And if you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be saved. It's a free gift. So there you go. So, still rolling?